Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us for the main news at 12 hours. Here's the news in detail. Secretary to the Treasury, Felix Nkulukusa, has expressed confidence that the 2026 national budget is not only achievable, but also holds the potential to exceed current projections. Mr. Nkulukusa has attributed this projection to the continued positive performance of key sectors such as mining, agriculture, and tourism. Speaking at the 6th Public Service Division Management Meeting, Mr. Nkulukusa has emphasized the importance of collaboration across all arms of government, noting that such cooperation will be critical to the effective implementation of budgetary plans and the achievement of national development goals.
In my view, it is very achievable. We can even perform better. Why do I say that? The mainstay of our economy, the mining sector, we are for the first time in 2026 going to be above 1 million metric tons. The agriculture sector, and given the weather forecast, we think we can be able to break the record that we broke this year. So in my view, we can even do better than we had projected. But this calls for concerted effort.
Meanwhile, Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa, has directed all spending ministries to begin procuring electric and hybrid vehicles as part of government's commitment to green energy transition. Mr. Kangwa has also instructed the Ministry of Transport and Energy to work closely with relevant stakeholders to establish electric vehicle charging infrastructure across the country.
This, I believe you will agree, is a forward-thinking and innovative solution. Not only does it present a cost-effective alternative, but it also has the potential to significantly reduce expenditure on imported fuel. The resulting savings could then be redirected towards other critical and underfunded areas. It is precisely this kind of progressive thinking that should form the foundation of our discussion. In this regard, I'm directing all ministries, provinces and other spending agencies to commence the procurement of electric and hybrid vehicles.
The Climate Adaptation and Protected Areas CAPA initiative, in partnership with the Department of National Parks and Wildlife and key conservation partners, has launched the translocation of 50 zebras, 72 wildebeests and 100 impalas into Siomangwezi National Park. This effort marks a significant milestone in restoring wildlife populations in Siomangwezi National Park and enhancing the park's ecological balance. The translocation is one of the key activities of the three-year CAPA initiative, supported by Global Affairs Canada and implemented by the International Institute for Sustainable Development, the Wildlife Conservation Society, and the Worldwide Fund for Nature. And Worldwide Fund for Nature Country Director Nalucha Ziva said this translocation involves more than simply relocating animals. It focuses on restoring ecosystems, supporting communities, and creating a future where both people and wildlife can thrive together.
To translocate in large numbers, you are asked to build the numbers that you need to sustain sufficient game drive as well as tourist population. So the last transportation in 100 wildebeest from the new national park into the Siomangwezi National Park is just last month. So we really have that seen a lot of interest, both from the local in terms of Zambians as well as the international people asking in terms of whether they do see those animals affected with injury from trauma. And just to mention that we have very low mortality rate of about 2. So that is also quite impressive and quite a good transportation.
Meanwhile, International Institute for Sustainable Development Director for Nature for Resilience, Alec Crawford, has stated that the CAPA initiative is being implemented in 4 different landscapes, namely the Kavango-Zambezi landscape, the Virunga landscape, Belize, and Fiji.
The hope is that through the translocation and the addition of these numbers of animals to Siomangwesi, we can again increase the genetic diversity of key species within the park, increase the nutrient cycle within the park, increase wildlife numbers within the park, and hopefully that bodes well for the ecosystem at large. In terms of today's translocation exercise, or at least the beginning of it, everything seemed to go smoothly. I think that, a challenge will be once the animals finish their long journey to Siomangwesi, again, getting them used to the ecosystem, ensuring that they have the fodder and the water that they need to thrive within that ecosystem, will be continuing a lot of work.
The Zambia Police Service has commenced a validation workshop for the National Security Plan and the Electoral Security Plan in preparation for the 2026 general elections. Inspector General of Police Grafo Musamba says the two plans are aligned with the Zambia Police 2023 to 2026 strategic plan, the National Security Strategy, and the 8th National Development Plan. Speaking during the official opening of the workshop in Siavonga today, in a speech delivered on his behalf by Commissioner of Police Operations Kaunda Mubanga, Mr. Musamba said the documents provide a strategic roadmap aimed at enhancing operational effectiveness, safeguarding democratic processes, and strengthening public confidence in the police service ahead of the 2026 elections. The Inspector General has since urged senior police officers and commanders to actively contribute their expertise to ensure the workshop outcomes promote professionalism, accountability, and community trust within the service. This is according to a statement issued by police spokesperson Ray Hamonga. Senior Chief Muchinda Kankomba Welala III of Serenje District, Central Province, says all individuals holding title deeds and documents of occupancy for land and mines in his chiefdom must submit copies of their documents along with consents from the chief for verification. Chief Muchinda has since paid tribute to Lands Minister Sylvia Masebo, who recently advised investors and farmers to obtain consents from chiefs. The traditional leader says the documents should be submitted through relevant authorities within 14 days. He has noted that without submission of consents from the chief, pursuant to Section 3 of the Lands Act, Chapter 184 of the Laws of Zambia, the chiefdom will be left with no option but to take legal redress. The traditional leader said this through his secretary, Eliud Kachoka.
I, Kunda Senga, Senior Chief Muchinda of Muchinda Chiefdom, Kankomba Welala III, wish to inform all the people who have title deeds and documents of occupants to the land and the mines in Muchinda Chiefdom to submit copies of the title deeds with consent from the chief for verification through my chairman of the Trust Committee and Chiefdom Secretary, Mr. Raphael Lessa, and Mr. Eliud Kachoka within 14 days. Furthermore, without submission of these consents from the chief, pursuant to Section 3 of the Lands Act, Chapter 184 of the Laws of Zambia, you leave us no room but to seek legal means.
And submitting findings of the land audit in Muchinda Chiefdom, Chairperson of the Trust Committee, Raphael Lessa, has noted that most occupants who have displaced locals do not possess consents.
I, Raphael, is the chairman for Senior Chief Kankomba Welala, Senior Chief Muchinda. I'm doing my submission on the findings on the land audit that we have been doing with Senior Chief Muchinda's chiefdom, looking at the assignment that we have been given to see a number of issues that have been affecting the chiefdom concerning the land grabbing, illegal mining. Today I'm giving that report to the Senior Chief, looking at what is on the ground. And with my findings as the chairman, we have seen that 3/4 of the land that has been grabbed and been on title has been obtained without the chief's consent.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than bank.